tell what's the matter with me. I'm dizzy and have them sinking spells.
Well, Denver, if you don't stop drinking that stuff, you'll have sinking spells until you sink 6 feet beneath the earth.
Honest, Doctor?
On my word, as a British medical officer. I well remember the day when a Yankee soldier walked into my base hospital and swallowed a can of that stuff. Then he lit a cigarette, and we found bits of him around the place for days afterwards.
What a beautiful death. But what's a guy going to do? There ain't no more good liquor in this country.
That's where you're wrong, Denver. I know where there's plenty.
Where?
In my old home in the South, we got 300 barrels of bourbon 60 years old.
Jeffrey, the last time you told us that story was 60 barrels of bourbon 300 years old.
I knew it couldn't be true.
Why, before the Civil War, my family had 1,000 slaves. Why, even now our plantation stretches along the river for miles and miles and miles. Well, 60 miles, and maybe it's 70.
Make it 108 if you want to, Jeff. It's your story.
Thanks. Sometime you fellas want to come down and pay us a little visit, will you?
Delighted, my dear fellow, but...
Oh. Here comes the southbound freight. Come on. That's our special train. Come on, let's hop. Once nothing but a rolling meadow. My, my, oh, my. Well, thanks for your buggy ride.
Yeah, but you ain't remember them 2 bits you promised me.
Why, did I promise you any 2 bits?
You sure did, because I don't care nobody riding free for nothing-sized women.
I do.
A gal.
Oh, well, I'll bet even they in their way have to, well, all right, there's your 2 bits.
Yeah, thanks, sir. I thought you was going to get them.
Say, anybody live up there in that house?
Yes, I do.
Alone?
Well, no, the baddest, they live there, too, see? They're the big rich folks in town.
I bet they got a lot of mean watchdogs living there, too.
No, they don't. No watchdog, I'm the night watchman there.
Oh. Well, there's another 2 bits for you.
Thank you, sir. Yes, thank you. Yeah, I'll be there, Eggman.
So long, Hokie.
So long, Miller. I'll see. Hey, Mister, you move. I want to move down the river.
Did I give you enough sugar, George?
Well, one's enough.
Have another bowl. Whatever's keeping Antonia? We're hours late.
Don't get excited, dear sister. Give Antonia a chance.
Well, while we're waiting for Antonia, I think I'll go out into the garden and smoke a cigarette.
All right, Carter. I'll call you just as soon as she's ready.
Excuse me, ladies.
Certainly, Carter. Shake your head, Miss Muriel, and let your eyes on down.
Tony.
it's nice to know you're peeping Tom Carter. You better get out of there before my husband catches you.
Tony, the last place I should worry about being caught by your husband would be in your bedroom.
Do you think that remark's in rather bad taste?
Truth, Tony, is always in bad taste. Except the one truth, that I love you. Tell me, Tony, when are you going to stop being a good woman and go places with me?
Never go places with you.
What have you to lose? You're buried in a dead town
without love. Come on, Tony. Let's see the world together while we're young. You know, Tony, I do love you. Tony.
Yes?
Am I boring you?
Rodman, why don't you do something? After all, she's your wife.
Is she? From the way you order me around, I'd think you were. All right. I'll see what I can do.
Mother, eating with you is a positive vice. And at your age.
Vice at my age is a triumph.